Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." I speak to you this night in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Maundy Thursday, and we are entering the final stages of Holy Week. In just a few short hours, our Lord will be betrayed, put on trial, and nailed to a cross. Maundy Thursday is a very significant day for the Christian Church. This is the day where the Lord will institute the sacrament of Eucharist, which is the primary worship of the Church, which we do week after week. This is also the day where our Lord will wash his disciples' feet and teach them to be servants of one another and to serve one another in love, and will call us as his followers in the here and now to go and do likewise. Ultimately, it is called Maundy Thursday because tonight Jesus gives us a new command, which the word Maundy means before his death, and that is to love one another as he has loved us. On this night that Jesus gives us this command to love one another as he has loved us, let us look more closely at our gospel from St. John in hopes that we can glean a little more about Jesus and what this love means. In our gospel reading, we find Jesus celebrating the Jewish feast of the Passover. We heard about the tradition of the Passover from our reading from Exodus this night. During the dinner, we are told that Jesus gets up and pours water into a basin and wraps a towel around himself. Jesus then goes to wash the disciples' feet. Jesus first goes to Peter, who is shocked by this action. Peter says to Jesus, "You should not be washing my feet, for you are the master and I am the servant." Jesus responds to Peter by saying, "If I do not wash your feet, then you have no part of me." So Jesus washes the feet of Peter. So what is going on here? Why is Jesus doing this strange thing of washing the disciples' feet? Jesus is doing this for two reasons. First, Jesus is trying to show the disciples how to love one another in humble service. The disciples must humble themselves and wash each other's feet, but also they must be humble enough to allow their feet to be washed by another. With the foot washing, Jesus is giving them a very practical lesson about humble service and love for one another. But Jesus is partaking in this very practical action of foot washing to try to convey something else as well. Peter is correct when he says to Jesus, "Jesus, you are the master, and I am the servant, so I should be washing your feet." But yet Jesus says, "No, Peter, I will wash your feet." In this action and statement, Jesus is foreshadowing what is about to happen to him on the cross. We are the sinners who deserve punishment. And Jesus is God, but he is the sinless Lamb, and yet he will take our punishment upon himself on the cross. He will switch roles just as in the foot washing. He will bear our punishment simply out of his love for us, his creation. All Jesus teaching this night in the foot washing has to do with love. He is washing their feet out of love, and he is trying to tell them that he will die on the cross for them and take their punishment for them simply out of love. Although he is the master, although he is God, he will become the servant out of his love for us. What is important to note here is that our Lord dies for us out of his love, and he calls us, his disciples, to love one another in the same way. And we should reflect on this during Holy Week. What does it mean to love our brothers and sisters in Christ? And how has Jesus loved us? Jesus says these words when he is done washing the disciples' feet. He says, "For I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." We are called to do these things, we are called to love as Jesus loves. As mentioned, Maundy Thursday is also the night of the Passover, or the Last Supper, as we have come to call it in the Christian church. This is where Jesus takes the bread and gives thanks for it and says to his disciples, "This is my body given for you." He then takes the cup and says, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many. Eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of me." Here on the feast of the Passover, Jesus is instituting the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Eucharist or the Mass. Again, he does this out of his love for us. Jesus will be broken like the bread, and his blood will be spilled for the sins of the whole world. But he commands us, his followers, to remember this feast. He gives us bread and wine to be with him in the here and now. When we take the bread and wine in the Eucharist, we are taking in our Lord's body and blood, which has been broken for us and spilled for us on the cross. And our Lord continues to be with us and nourish us to this day through his body and blood in the bread and wine of the Eucharist. And again, he does this out of love for us and for the world. Everything Jesus does this night that he is handed over to death is out of love. Now, this foot washing and breaking of bread have two things in common. We make a big deal of it in services like this, but they are actually very normal, practical, everyday aspects of a Jewish meal at Jesus' time. It was customary and normal for you to have your feet washed when you entered someone's home for a meal, and it was customary to give thanks for bread before a meal and share it together. Jesus is using these everyday tasks to show us, his disciples, how they are to love, how we are to love one another. Jesus both loves his disciples with these everyday tasks and shows them the significance of the events that will take place in the next few days with everyday tasks. We too can love each other, love others, and show Christ's love for the world in everyday tasks that seem normal and insignificant. That is how Christ has called us to love each other and to love the world in simple everyday tasks done in his name, and all we have to do is do them as his followers. All we have to do is take time with people, take time to love each other, and take time to love others. Jesus gave us Christians, his followers, a new commandment this night, that we should love one another as he has loved us, even to the point of death on a cross. And when we love one another as he has loved us, people will be able to tell that we are his followers. This night that Christ will be betrayed, put on trial, and nailed to a cross, out of love for each and every single one of us, and love for the whole world. My brothers and sisters, that is the love we are called to have for one another and for the world. So I exhort you this night to love one another as he has loved us. Amen.